Were you living in Unalaska in the 1970s or 80s? If so, Christian Scovely is looking for you. KUCB's Zoe Sobel spoke with a Californian who wants to make a book of stories of life in Unalaska.
Scovely came to Unalaska in 2007 and 2008 to work on Deadliest Catch. While there, he became fascinated with stories of life on the Bering Sea and around town. He grew so interested, he went looking for more tales.
And I couldn't find any recorded history back from the 70s and 80s in Dutch Harbor, back when crab was king. And so I thought that there was no book about it, that I would take on the challenge and write a book about it myself.
And he's looking for stories from everyone.
I want to talk to the people who may think that their life there was insignificant. The bartenders, the law enforcement people, the people who worked in the hotels or the processing plant workers.
People are growing older, and he doesn't want those stories to go untold. That's what happened to his grandfather.
I think about my grandfather, who was a butcher in South Dakota, in a small town of maybe 100 people, and nobody thought to ask him what he did. And it makes me sad that I don't have a record of my grandfather. And if I can do that for somebody else, it would make me happy.
If you have a story that you want to tell, you can contact Scovely at storiesfromdutch@gmail.com. In Unalaska, I'm Zoe Sobel.